Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, are you right now in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes.
All right, perfect, thank you. So, are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
All right, great. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by like a newspaper or television or a radio station, political party, or a candidate for political office?
No.
All right. So just to ensure we have a representative sample, would you mind sharing on what year you were born in?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
1949.
1949. All right, thank you. So, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
My what?
Your racial or ethnic heritage?
Oh, Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right. So, what is the last grade of school you have completed?
I don't know. What did I say? The last year?
No, just in general, what is like the last year you have completed in school? So, for example, like, did you finish a four-year college, like a bachelor's, some college, 10th grade. All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
If the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you be voting for, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Democratic, definitely, or probably?
No, definitely.
Definitely, all right. So now I would like to read you a few names of some people who are active in politics. And if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard about them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Very favorable?
Yes.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
He's okay. He's fine.
All right. So for Joe Biden, somewhat favorable?
Yes, somewhat.
All right. And for Kamala Harris, just to confirm, did you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very? All right. What about Myra Flores? Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
How favorable.
I'm sorry?
Somehow favorable.
All right. What about Vicente Gonzalez?
Somehow favorable.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Not favorable at all.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm not favorable at all.
All right, so very unfavorable. All right, thank you. So thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, how interested are you in voting, with a 0 meaning not at all and a 10 meaning extremely interested?
Yes, I'll vote.
So a 10 then?
Sorry, what?
A 10 then?
I didn't get it.
Oh, so would you say you're a 10, meaning you're extremely interested to vote? All right, thank you. So if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for? For Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? For Colin Allred, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, the Republican?
Democrat.
So would that be Colin Allred?
Yes.
All right. And if the elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, for who would you vote for? For Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez.
All right. So would you be definitely voting for Vicente Gonzalez, or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat? Strongly Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
for sure, Democrat.
Strong Democrat?
Yes.
All right. So, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Conservative? Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Very. All right. Very conservative. All right. So, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class, all right. So, thinking about language you use in your home, would you say at your home you only speak Spanish, or you speak mostly Spanish but some English? You speak them both equally, or you speak mostly English but some Spanish, or you only speak English at home?
We speak both of them.
Both of them, all right. So, regardless of how you feel now, back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
Voted for Biden.
Biden, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.